This is February the 4th, 2018. We're going to do another complete update on our discovertheword.com Western Nevada headquarters updates. Here is our little recording studio in our small cabin. These are our charts. There is our church history chart there that we're doing the life of Muhammad. We're using it. And of course, there's our God's Eternal Purpose chart, or God's Plan of the Ages, and then the Tabernacle that stands for the whole work and ministry of Jesus Christ. This is our little washing machine and cabin. There's our clock and air conditioner and storage, radio station in here. And this is our completely restored Kalamazoo Liberty model wood-burning cook stove that I've had for over 40 years, and it keeps us warm and cooks our food. We're going to go outside and we'll look at the different things that we have done. This is a beautiful clear day in Fish Lake Valley, and you can see the White Mountains. There's White Mountain Peak at 14,252 feet. Go down here into the mountains. This is where the creeks come down that run by our home. There's where I lived in 1956, 57, 58, 59, and 60, or 57 that is, through early part of the summer of 60 before we went to work for the Cord Ranch at Horseman, catching wild mustangs up there. As you can see, we got our propane tank in now. And we even have a dog pen for our dog. And there's old trailer. This is our little home where we live here for now, in the shop. Our Avalon now, that is now licensed in the state of Nevada. Our tree lines over there, which should start budding pretty soon. A little tool shop out here. And there's an old thermometer from the Packard motor cars, and some of you know I had five Packards, and this is an old thermometer from that period of time that we brought up here from our farm. This is our outdoor kitchen, which is covered up right now. There's a Kalamazoo Puritan model stove in there, and then a little workbench and the old anvil from Alexis Goody, the first Indian agent in the state of California. That came from his original ranch in Guayama. There is a grinding stone that goes all the way back to the WPA. Now I'm going to take you in here and show you the daytime radio station. And my tool shop in Fish Lake Valley. Also, there are two complete FT-102 station. There's one that was taken from a junk pile and completely restored by Alex, one of the greatest radio technicians I've ever seen. Here's a complete FT-102 station here, and this one I had for a long time. That is the FT-102, the external VFO, the speaker phone patch, and then the antenna tuner that goes with that, and the D104 microphone that I've been talking on for more than 50 years. This is toolboxes and some more Yaesu equipment here. The radio is very important to the website because the website was started off of ham radio and CB radio. I heard me teaching out there and encouraged me to get a website up, and one did that, and then I bought the website from him later. Here is our radio station inside. There's a Tintec Omni 7, and there is a Drake L4B and the antenna tuner donated by Doug, N7GZZ. We'll go out here now, and we'll begin to walk the grounds. We have moved up a lot of things our other place down there. There is a wagon wheel hub from Asa Wilds. Was one of the early people that lived in Fish Lake Valley. That stove there that's laying on the ground, that's a grate from the Lighty, and then the Cord Ranch where I was a cowboy and a horseman. That goes way back, probably over 100 years old. There's a single tree that came from the farm where I grew up, east of Bakersfield, California. Salvador Carmelo was a very great breeder of horse harnesses, bridles, reins, ropes, and everything. And that is from his original farm. I've known a lot of people, famous people. He worked on the Tohono Ranch with Tony Araujo and Lopez, all the way back in the times of Zorro. And his real name was Joaquin Marietta. We were able to bring our two little John Deere tractors up here. And there's our ham radio antenna for 2 meters. And then this is a 20 and 40 meter antenna. The antenna up there with the tower is 40 and 75 meters. As we walk out here, you will see. Now, when we bought this land, you cannot drive here in a car. It was four-wheel drive only. You can only come into the gate only. We put the roads in here. The road goes all the way around the top of the property. It's 8.2 acres. There's a circle around here that runs down and across the land. Our septic system, if you've seen some of the older ones, is right in here. We put a complete windbreak around. I hope the trees all live and wake up this spring. It's still February the 4th, so this is the middle of winter time in Fish Lake Valley, even though it's about 62 degrees right now. We may deal with buying the property on the other side of the creek. I do not know yet, but that's one of the things that we want to do if we can sell our property and get enough money to do these things. We have taken the jumping cactus off the place to make it more safe for the animals and people and tires. I had three flat tires from jumping cactus, and the trees are dripping right now. These trees are sprouts off the old Cord Ranch and Lighty Ranch. And there is a pecan tree and two black walnut trees, and they go all the way around here. The tree line does. We've got drip system on everything. We do have about three grapevines up. I brought some from the old farm down there. The grapevines are more than 100 years old. We're going to plant them here and see if they can come back, if they can live. Now I saw an arrowhead on the ground. This is Western Shoshone territory. On this property right here, and there comes Smokey, our faithful mascot that keeps all the vermin and mice and rats and things away. Smokey. And these are our trees. Hopefully this year they will begin to be windbreak. I will probably put a double windbreak on the north side because the wind comes in pretty hard from the north. You can see we've done a lot of work here. That's Indian tea there. Most of this is button sage and white sage. A lot of Indian tea down there. Like I said, we've taken out most of the jumping cactus because it is very harmful, I'd say the least. Looks like these trees are getting ready to bud before too long. They may bud a little bit early, hopefully not. Probably tomorrow we will put up one more arbor here and put the old grapevines there and put them on a drip system. You can see here that there's a long line of trees. We've planted over 100 trees here. There's blackberries and currants here. Most of these are poplar trees out here. like they're starting to wake up. Blackberries. Here's the grapes. And if you come from wherever you are in the world, come to visit us, you may get to eat some fruit off of these vines. There's a cherry tree and a currant bush. And here's the little cross that Marilyn put up that blinks every night. And the tower where we talk from on 7220 and 3913. This is number 14 Mountain Creek Road. Mr. Cord, the developer of the Cord, Duesenberg, and Auburn cars, lived here in this valley. I was a horseman for him. And in New York were different street signs. This sign is Father Fagan Park, Avenue of the Americas. These were in his basement. And one of my friends here gave me one of these, and I thought it would be fitting to put that up here. Those are the two drill bits that drilled the well here. We had nothing. We had no electricity, no water, nothing here when we came. That electric pole there, all of this, the place we have about excess of $100,000 in the place at 8.2 acres. I think that is pretty good. We've got not much of a little home, but we've got something here. We went from a 3,000 square foot home to a 144 square foot home and a little deal, but the weather here is so much better and healthier. This was great piles of tree debris and things here. We have burned all of the debris down now, and now the wild sage, the white sage, which is so aromatic, and the Indian tea, rabbit brush, and all of the other wild life here, or not wildlife, but wild herbs and things can grow. This is the road that we made also. We have campgrounds across by the creek here where people can come and camp. We're going to solidify the roads here, put some concrete in them and water them down. We planted all these evergreen trees here along the western side of the property for a windbreak and for beautification. We have about 30 palm trees here. This was a great mass of old brush and things here. We just have a few pieces of firewood over there and things we're going to build with left. We're going to get that out, and this is a nice camp spot right there. This took a lot of work, and in reality I guess I did most of it. My Lord giving me the ability to. We're going to be able to drive from this thing with a quad all the way down through here. Have to move a few rocks around. This is our creek, Chattahoochee Creek, that has some nice fish in it, and ducks. And now is in our little recording studio. You can see the trees are very beautiful here, the pine trees. The willow trees, they're about to bud, and the birch trees, there is a triple apple tree right there. A large birch tree. Every rock has been placed here. Little statuaries around here. There was my recording studio where I did quite a few messages that have been recorded thousands of times or downloaded thousands of times. There's our resident Bigfoot, because I did see a Bigfoot here about 1985 down about 9 miles from here, which I did not want to see. And this is a little squirrel that was on our farm down there in Old River area. And these are our little bridges where they start and go across the creek. And here in this pond, we can probably see fish run down through here. There's always fish running and playing in here. Sharon, thankful to her, we have this ability to to make this recording today and for the next week or so because I had forgotten my camera in the Hatchby. And this is also a little sign that she gave to us. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon, all in his glory, is not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6:28-29. There are solar lights down here along the creek. You can walk here. I did about 50 messages there from that little thing, that little recording studio this last, well, a year ago. It's been over a year ago now. Because last year, the creek roared so much that we could not do any recordings down here. And here's one other little bridge. And maybe I can show you some fish running here. Don't see any running right now. And there's Dopey and Grumpy and our little turtle from Old River and Dumper from Old River and Bambi from Old River, and the little girl is here reading her Bible, and a baby Bambi, and our frog, and another gnome with all of our little lights and things, and another little tortoise there. And on this side and there is another little frog hiding. And up in the trees we have little statuaries along here. This is a plum tree here. And now we can drive down through here with a lawnmower and mow most of this. I've got to show you the other little thing here. We're kind of making a little more protracted. And there we go with that little gnome up in the trees. Along here and in trees are little statues and frogs and things all over. Just like a little park. This is we don't have much here as far as living quarters, but boy, we have a beautiful place to look at every day. It's in the dead of winter now, so there aren't much vegetation going here except the pine tree, little waterfalls. We built this road down through here so people that weren't quite as agile could come down here and enjoy this also. There's wild roses all along the creek, and the roses, hips from the roses are like vitamins. And the willows here, now all of this has been taken out here, and like I said, if we get that property over there, we will have even more room and a kind of a ready place to live if things work out. And that may be just a dream. I do not know. You can pray for all of this. This would be nice to have both these pieces of property and a ready place to live. There was a bridge here also. This is our little road to our little Chattovich paradise. I think about this and Ray Hernandez as he came up here, Pastor Ray. There's another tree. That one is a cherry tree. You can see the creek. We've come a long way so far. There is no more brush here. There's great brush piles out here. Now it is all gone. You can see where the piles of brush were burned. It's no longer there anymore. Nice and cleaned up. Keeps the rats away. The pack rats and everything, it kind of helps us with that. And this tree here is a nectarine tree. There's one pile of brush I did not find. Look all the way down there and then the beautiful mountains. This is all green in the summertime as you walk through here. And the creek or the river babbles right along. Here are three more trees, a triple plum tree, an apple tree, and a peach tree along this little bridge area. And here also is the grapes that we're going to plant. These are the grapes that we're going to plant up there. This was where another giant pile of brush was burned, right here. Two roads come down, and this is a beautiful camp area right here. Another bridge that you could actually drive across from the other property to this one on a quad. This is all green like a golf course in the summertime. Of course, it also takes mowing, but now it's easier to mow it with the driving lawnmower rather than the walking lawnmower that I used for the first year. There's another view of our property up there. From here, all the way down, there were 6 foot, 8 foot deep piles of brush. We burned all of those piles of brush now. We have trimmed the trees where you can drive through here and walk through here safely at daylight or dark. Now we need to have visitors. We've had some. Chris Norton and Jason came up here and brought the shop up and helped me set things up. We spent 3 days up here eating and fellowshipping and looking at everything in the countryside. This is our pile of firewood here. This is our last bridge on this area. Now we can drive through here. Got to take out one brush, one Indian tea here. We got to take it out. And right down through here will be a road where you can actually drive a car or a quad in this area. This was about 30 feet by 30 feet at least. There was another one, great pile of brush here, a pile of brush over there, and all of this, we burned that, and now we're able to come down through here. You see, that is the old white sage. Fish Lake Valley was known for its white sage. Some of it was 12 foot deep, and a rider on a horse could not be seen while riding out among that. Neither could wild cows and things as you had back then. This is the road that I built here also. Got to put one more post down there to the high water line. And we've had the water hoses strung out so we could put the fires out when we were doing the fire. This goes all the way down there now. All along here, there are holes that I dug for another windbreak, which will run all the way down that way. We have a windbreak there, and this will be another windbreak from the east side of the property. I won't walk around that way. This time we'll walk this way. All of this was not, the road was not here. The original road that came up Chattahoochee Creek was over there, and it went along that edge over there, kind of juxtaposition with what I have there. This road was not here at all. Now in the 2 years that we've had this property, we have made this progress. Last year I preached 257 messages, most of them from here. The year before that I preached 307, and the year before that about 150. Even though I'm somewhat retiring from all the running around that I'm going to be doing, because I'm getting old, I'm over 71 years old, I still have enough brains to tie together a message. I've got about 7 different series going at this time. I'm going to try to spend my time staying mostly here in Nevada, entertaining guests as they come up to seminars and they take part in our recordings. And this is where I want to spend the rest of my life. The church in Tehachapi, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, which I pastored 48 years ago, is putting up with me as I travel back and forth and supporting me the best they can. Thank all of you out there that have sent support to, well, there aren't very many of you actually, a few very good supporters, because we need your help. This here is a road that goes down also down to the camping areas. I wish people like Marna all the way from Australia could come and stay a week and be fed God's word from here. Chris and Sharon that came up yesterday in Medicine Lone Pine that brought this camera. I could not do this without her doing that. She drove actually over 300 miles round trip up there and back. I tried to entertain them there. We went out to the Totem Cafe, and then we went up to the movie road in the Alabama Hills where so many movies were done. And then we went to McDonald's for Hot Fudge Sundae for dessert for the girls. And they had a wonderful time. I invite all of you out here also. And I see Marilyn up there in front of the, or beside the front of the motorhome as we're coming back up here. We will put a garden, things up here, Lord willing. My health is not good, even though I've done all this work. I just don't know how to do anything else, even when I'm sick. And you can pray for that too if you want to. The cancer is proceeding right along in my body, and I've ignored it so far. I've had chemotherapy and radiation and operations, but still there. But the Lord is stronger than even cancer. I won't be gone until the Lord is finished with me, and however long that is, it's up to Him alone. Marilyn, we're on recording here.
Honey, why don't you let me take your picture?
They have seen me over 2,500 times on video, but they haven't seen you with all of your blonde glory and beautiful hair there. And you want to say hi to everybody out there?
Yeah, hi everybody. Fish Lake Valley and our little cabin here and the wonderful view of the White Mountains.
And hello to Bill in Chicago and Troy. And Alabama, and Mark in New York, Marna, and all of her family, and John in Australia, and John, all of the people in South Australia, and or that South Africa, and China that visit our sites every day.
Man.
We want to tell you we love you. Yeah. Thank you for downloading, and for our your prayers we really covet.
Absolutely.
And yes. Anyway, this is our little home up here where we try to send out messages as often as we can. We've done about 29 thus far this year that I have put out. We've done over 30 on the website because Brother Ray and Vincent also, we have recordings of them. Thank you for your prayers and God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye. This is our little barbecue pit and bench in the front of our little cabin. And the sign that stood over my classroom for over 20 years at Valley Baptist Church, there it is, right there, Areopagus. Areopagus, everybody wants to know what Areopagus means. Areopagus means Mars Hill, where Paul stood up and talked about the unknown God. And we bless you. We covet your prayers in Jesus' name.